We are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. I read, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." Brethren, I'm not too sure I have the words to convey the mystery in this text. You see, in this passage, Jesus revealed a great mystery that will turn every single human being that understands it around. It's so wonderful, it's so awesome that I do not even consider my mouth worthy enough to say what we are about to say from this scripture. We all understand, and we've probably discussed sometime, that those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we have discussed issues that has to do with spirit and truth, and we will continue to look at it. But then Jesus added something that is quite revealing and humbling. Jesus said, "For the Father is seeking such to worship him." How can God be seeking something? The wisest of men, the wisest of men, they key into these scriptures. If God is seeking something, that is what you should become. The wisest of men knows that what God is seeking is what you should become. Did you know why Jesus came? Jesus understood what God was seeking, and Jesus came to fulfill that which God was seeking. Jesus was only responding to the desire of God. Now, as a human being, believe it or not, God is giving us a privilege to also seek or become what he is seeking. It means that the greatest thing that can happen to you in life is to worship God in spirit and in truth. That is the greatest thing you can do in your life. Every ministry that all their activities does not lead to a man worshiping God in spirit and in truth, they are wasting their time. In fact, I tell you, they are doing nothing. It's not a ministry they are doing. This is what God is seeking. This is why Jesus came. This is why he died on the cross. Without the death of Jesus, we cannot worship God in spirit and in truth. That's why Jesus came, full of grace and truth. It also means that you should join to seek what God is seeking. Imagine that your spouse is looking for something in the house. Did you know that as a loving and responsible spouse, that you are one with your spouse? What you will do is you will join your spouse and say, "What are you looking for?" They say, I put my wallet somewhere here. And then you join him, say, "Let me check the sitting room. Okay, have you checked this place?" You will join that person to seek because you are one, because you love that person. Did you know that if we are wise, we should also look for what God is seeking? Did you know that is enough for you in life? That all that you are pursuing is to seek for God, men, women that will worship God in spirit and in truth. It also means that that is where you should put your energy. That is where you should put your resources. There is nothing you put into a venture like this that will go in vain. How can God be seeking something? You see, it's a privilege. God wants to, you know, he wants to bring us into his love. That's why he says, the Father is seeking those that will worship him. You must become what he is seeking. You must also become one of those that is seeking with him what he's seeking. May the Lord Almighty give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.